Russian media reports characterized Vice President Cheney's strong criticism of Russia earlier this month at a summit of Baltic and Black Sea leaders in Lithuania as the start of a second Cold War. Russian journalist Masha Lipman says that U.S.-Russian relations have indeed reached their lowest point since the end of the Cold War. While many Western analysts point to the erosion of democracy in Russia and the Kremlin's determination to keep the former Soviet republics in line, Masha Lipman thinks the current chill between Washington and Moscow is a function of unfulfilled expectations on both sides.
I think after Cold War was over, it was expected on both sides that Russia and the U.S. would be partners. Maybe there were somewhat exaggerated expectations on the Russian side that they will be also equal partners. And on the American side, probably expectations would be that Russia would be a more compliant junior partner. And when it turned out these expectations did not come true, relations began to deteriorate. Now, with oil and gas prices at such a high level, Russia has indeed begun to reestablish its influence in the world.
Dmitry Sidorov, Washington Bureau Chief of Kommersant, a business and political daily in Moscow, agrees that U.S.-Russian relations have reached a low point, but he says both sides are responsible.
The major element is disappointment of the White House with the internal and foreign policy of the Kremlin. The Russians made a lot of promises in regard to U.S. companies' access to its oil and gas resources, but none of those promises came true. And on another hand, the Russians started to blackmail its immediate neighbors using its vast oil and gas resources.
At the same time, as Masha Lipman says, Russia has legitimate interests in the successor states of the former Soviet Union, and President Putin has been sending strong signals that he considers them Russia's rightful zone of interest.
After his State of the Union address, a few days ago when he was meeting a big group of Russian journalists, he was saying that America, thinking that the whole world is the zone of its national interest, he said point blank, and where is our interest? I think he believes very firmly that Russia's zone of interest is first and foremost the post-communist base.
Polish journalist Anita Rozowska says she thinks the recent war of words between Washington and the Kremlin mainly reflects Russia's unhappiness with its secondary status relative to the United States and the European Union. And Poles view Moscow's recent cutting off gas supplies to Ukraine as a way to establish political hegemony by using an economic threat.
I think it was more about politics than about economy.
Ms. Rozowska adds that right now Poland's greatest concern is the Baltic gas pipeline that Russia and Germany intend to build, bypassing Polish territory. But Matthias Rub, Washington bureau chief of the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, cautions that both countries need to carefully consider their national interests and avoid taking sides against either Russia or the United States.
Germany is getting 40% of the supply of natural gas from Russia. Former Chancellor Schröder planned with Russian President Putin to build a new pipeline in the Baltic Sea instead of modernizing the existing pipelines from Russia through Poland or through Ukraine and Hungary to Germany. And he has been elected the chairman of the board of this new company that is building this pipeline. And in Central and Eastern Europe, this kind of special relationship between Russia and Germany is raising a lot of eyebrows.
Mr. Rube says that Germany, as the largest economy in Western Europe, is in a difficult position and needs to have a good working relationship with Russia and a good strategic relationship with the U.S. But Washington also needs to maintain good relations with Moscow, given Russia's important role in the negotiations with Iran and North Korea and its support in the global war on terrorism. Russian journalist Masha Lipman suggests that both countries may be wise to tone down the rhetoric to serve their enlightened self-interests.
President Putin wants the United States to respect Russia. I think double standards were pretty obvious in Vice President Cheney's speech. He was praising the president of Kazakhstan months after the American State Department assessed the elections in Kazakhstan as not democratic. It is really hard to say how this new rivalry will evolve and whether President Putin in his remaining years in power will be happy with rivalry instead of partnership, whether in fact it will not seek something of a combination of both.
For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.